The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, a recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Ian Stewart. A months-long investigation found institutional racism at Virginia Military Institute and racist behavior is sometimes excused by administrators. As Whitney Evans reports, the state released a 145-page report yesterday detailing the findings.
Last fall, Virginia lawmakers agreed to spend $1 million to review the culture at VMI following numerous complaints from Black cadets and alumni. The report found most white cadets don't think there's a race problem, despite half of their Black peers stating there is a culture of racial intolerance. VMI lags behind other colleges, universities, and military academies in diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, according to the report. It's also less diverse than its peers. Leadership promised to change some historic symbols at VMI, voting last month to remove a statue of Confederate General Stonewall Jackson from the student barracks. It's also agreed to hire a chief diversity officer, among other changes. Governor Ralph Northam and statewide leaders released a joint statement saying VMI has made progress since the review began, but much more is needed. Whitney Evans, VPM News.
Starting this week, anyone receiving unemployment insurance in Virginia must prove they're looking for work. The state had waived its job search requirement because of the pandemic, which caused an unprecedented spike in unemployment claims. But as the economy recovers, Virginians must again report at least 2 weekly searches to qualify for continued benefits. More than 1.6 million people have filed for benefits in Virginia since March 2020, according to state officials. That's 10 times the previous year's volume. It's been just over a year since the murder of George Floyd, which sparked racial justice protests in Richmond and around the globe, and the city's artists played an essential role. VPM News intern Lyndon German tells us more.
Studio 23 has been a staple of the Richmond arts community for nearly a dozen years, providing around 125 artists a place to create. Last summer, the nonprofit mobilized to produce artwork in response to the protest, including unique prints, mask making for essential workers, and installations.
It's something that we could really do to both amplify these incredibly powerful images and kind of create this commemoration of this moment in our city.
That's Executive Director Ashley Hawkins.
And also directly support artists and organizations with boots on the ground.
And now, she says, they're looking toward the future. For the first time, Studio 23 has received a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to support their artist residency program. Lyndon German, VPM News.
Hurricane season started yesterday, and it runs until the end of November. Last year's Atlantic hurricane season shattered records with 30 named storms, 6 of which were major. Jeff Orrock is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Wakefield. He says conditions this year could become ripe for another active season, though not as severe as last year.
Looks like things will be fairly stagnant, allowing hurricanes to kind of just develop and do what they want to do. You know, if we do see those bigger storms impacting our region, it usually is more like into mid-August through about, you know, September and even into early October.
Experts forecast at least 13 named storms and up to 5 major hurricanes. This is VPM News.
This newscast was recorded on
Tuesday, June 1st at 6 p.m.
Some of these stories may have changed from the time you've heard them. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.